Paul Ann Decker's Tuesday edition of the Daily Buzz, January 11th, and some people still have their holiday decorations up. In fact, almost 40% say they still have Christmas decorations up. 18% haven't put anything away, while 21% have started putting things away but have yet to finish. That would be me. 34% have everything done. 23% say they never had any decorations up in the first place. When you break it down by region, those living in the South are most likely to have taken down their decorations, just having a tough time finding the time to do it. Yeah, holidays behind us, and now the bills come. According to research by WalletHub, 30% of Americans overspent during the holidays. But 41 million said the 2021 holiday season was worth going into debt for. Oh, this story. Most hairdressers will just sweep up all those loose hair clippings on the floor and throw them out. But a salon in Ohio decided to turn all that unwanted hair into a big ball. A giant human hairball that weighs over 225 pounds and just broke a Guinness World Record. The owner of the salon named the giant hairball Hoss. Not sure if we should be impressed or grossed out. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz Part 2. More than 20 people had to be rescued Saturday morning from a floating chunk of ice in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Many of the rescued were ice fishing when the block of ice broke off and floated about 3/4 of a mile offshore. The sheriff's office thinks a barge traveling through the bay may have caused the ice to break off the shoreline. They're asking people to stay away from the ice and roadways in that area. 3/4 of a mile offshore. Jeez. Do you know men who sit around and do nothing? There's a guy in Japan who does just that and gets paid for it. Shoji Morimoto is the do-nothing rent-a-man. 38-year-old rents himself out to do nothing, like sit for coffee in silence, stand to watch a street musician, or share birthday cake with someone who's lonely. He books about 3 appointments a day to do nothing. And he says there's nothing more fun than doing nothing. Talk about the best job ever. Well, this is right out of a sci-fi flick. A company called InWith has developed the world's first electronic soft contact lens. Computer circuitry is embedded inside the lens, which gives real-time data and info about your surrounding environment, like what's the speed limit and where's the next exit. The company CEO says the electronic lenses can also help eliminate the need for multifocals or reading glasses. He's hoping for FDA approval sometime this year. Knucklehead news out of California, where a couple took their dine and dash decision way too far. After spending $90 on food at Redondo Beach Restaurant, the pair asked for to-go containers and then took off without paying. The restaurant manager ran out to confront them at their car, and they intentionally hit the gas and tried to run him down. He was carried about 30 feet on the hood until falling off after they made a sharp turn. Suffered some cuts and bruises, but is okay. And the cops are still searching for the knuckleheads. And that's the Daily Buzz. You find something that's buzzable, send it to me, Paul at MidwestFamilySWMI.com. Remember, we podcast the Daily Buzz on this station's website. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today it's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.